call, Fang. Try it again.
WABD. This is November 8, X-ray, Zulu. Name's Ron.
Good day. How are you? Name here's Wally, Whiskey Alpha Lima Lima Yankee, driving through New Baltimore. I'm only going to be here about 4 minutes, 5 minutes, but I'm ready to throw my call out and see who's out and about. What's up?
I know you. Anyway, what is up? Trying to talk a friend of mine into getting her Echolink going so she can get on the D2 net. She could probably do it on her HD, but, you know, trying the Elmer folks to doing more stuff. What's up with you?
I'm heading towards one of our guys that are putting in the furnace that needs some questions answered because there's too many wires in the thermostat that they don't understand. So that's what I'm doing. I'm going to run back to the office. What else am I doing? I think that's it. Echolink, All-Star. I've never played with Echolink. I've kind of been a fan of All-Star. Does the same thing, almost. I don't know what the differences are, but All-Star and Pi-Star are pretty much the two things that I've been doing with connectivity that way. Echolink, I think I had an account there for a while. I didn't like the feel of it or the way it looked or acted or something, so I gave it up. So I go with the All-Star.
I didn't like the delay in Echolink. We're trying to get into a QSO. The people don't leave a lot of room in the first place. And if you've got a two-second delay before you can even get between them, that was always a challenge. And that's why, like, the GMNet and I think some others have a particular space for, you know, Echolink and All-Star and I don't know, they might even throw mobile in there, but that's specifically to leave them more room. But then on the GM machine, it's worse because the Echo link goes into the All-Star link, goes into the machine. And so RF can get in fast, and All-Star is kind of fast, and Echo link is double slowed because of it.